Blog Talk Radio. Psychic readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Plus, from time to time, we'll have special guest psychics who will be joining us. Our show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or, you know, just validate a past reading. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from our hearts. If your phone number is blocked with a 111, you may get disconnected, so please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. And if you need a more intimate reading one-on-one with me or me and Miss Nina together or either just her, go to our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. And click on Psychic Readings, and it'll just take you right there. So thank you for joining and supporting our weekly free Psychic Reading show from around the world in the chat room or on the phone. Let me bring in my co-host right now, Miss Nina. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good afternoon, Linus. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. I know I am. Where do I go? Spring has sprung here up in northern Alberta. Southern Alberta got a little bit of snow last night. Ha, 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 ha. I'm being a brat.
Uh-oh.
Proud to do that. Yeah. I have family there, and they keep doing that to me, so it's my turn to do it. Anyway, I have only one announcement, and that is happy birthday to my BFF, Kathy. For Tuesday, she turns 55. Woohoo! Way to go, Kat.
Right.
Me Tuesday.
Sounds good to me. I have one birthday. My cousin Debbie Ratliff. Oh, wait a minute. Let me take that back. No, I don't. I have a few. Happy birthday to Marcella Fernandez, one of my nieces. Happy birthday to my cousin, Debbie Rattler in California. Happy birthday to Margaret Torres. Happy birthday to my cousin Regina in heaven. So I'm just sending up happy birthdays to you. And happy birthday to girlfriend Debbie Journey, all coming up this week. Now, I do have some announcements. Folks, write this down. We always give you the beginning of the month. The full moon is April 10th, which is Sunday after next or Monday after next. But anyway, April 10th is the full moon. The new moon is April 26th. I'm sorry if you're on the page. I don't know why I did the 10th twice, but it's the 26th of the month is the new moon, which is the last Wednesday of the month. And let's see, Easter is April 16th. That'll be the third Sunday of April, so mark your calendars if you know it's coming up but you didn't know what date. It's April the 16th. And also, I know you guys don't want to hear this, but write it down. We are going to be going into Mercury retrograde. That begins April 9th, okay, and it ends on May 3rd. That's Mercury retrograde begins on the 9th and ends on May 3rd. And this time it's in Taurus and Aries. So, you know, that's like a hurry up and wait type of thing between those two signs. I'll have more information on that this week, so check at the website. Also, Wednesday, the horoscopes will be up for the month of April. So you definitely want to check the website for that at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Now, I also want to put out there, Mercury retrograde begins on the 9th, and the next day is a full moon on the 10th. So get your prayers stored up. It ought to be a doozy. Or as Betty Davis say, hold on, because it's going to get bumpy. And also, we're going to continue this month with every 9th caller gets a free one-hour reading, so we decided to continue that another month. We had such a good response last month. So that continues. 9th caller, get a free reading. Okay, anything that I miss, Miss Nina?
Yeah, one thing. On Easter Sunday, April 16th, we will not be doing the show. We are going to be spending time with our families. So mark that down, too. We will not be doing the show on April 16th.
That's right. Thank you. We had several announcements today. That's right. No show. I'm just putting it on my calendar, too, while we're talking. I remember. Okay. All right. Is there anything else, Miss Nina? If not, we'll begin.
No, nothing else is happening much. Just thanks to Heather and Teresa for joining me in the chat room right now. And if you would like to join me and don't want to be live on air, please do.
Yes, because you do have that option. And some people call in, they don't want to talk, they just want to listen to the show. You're more than welcome to do that. Now, Nina, once they push one, though, they become in the key, right?
They're in the queue once they push one. So that's just a reminder. I noticed that in the queue we have 3 callers that have not pushed one. If you are only listening, that's fine. But if you wish to have a question answered, please press one. There we go. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I guess we're ready now.
Okay. We are.
Okay, just remember, Nina Sunday morning, I'm Saturday night, unless she gets pissed off. So anyway, area code 804, welcome to the show. You're our first caller. Who is this? 805? Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Starting a new job. And it's a restaurant job, and there's been some delays because it's a brand new location. And management feels that they're going to finish the final approval at the end of this coming week. And I just kind of want to see if that moving smoothly or maybe another delay.
I got yes. It should move on. You're going to get hired. Is that what you're asking us, if you're going to get hired for the position?
No, I'm already hired. It's a new location.
Mike, it will open next week for sure. There is one slight bump coming up, but it won't be a big one, and it'll be able to be fixed right away.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you for the warm fuzzy.
<You're welcome.
laughs> Okay,
and,
well, thank you, Mike.
You don't, no worries there. You will be working next week.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful week, young man.
You both as well.
Okay. Next caller, area code 620. You're on the air with Lena Sanino. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Christy.
Hi,
Christy.
How are y'all?
Oh, doing great.
Good. I've got a question about romance, and I called in like a month ago, and I just wanted to see if it's the same, or my girlfriend of 14 years wanted some space type of thing.
I'm sorry, your girlfriend of 14 years?
She said she needed some space, and that was like probably about a month and a half ago.
Oh,
I just
want
to know where she's at or if there's somebody else.
Okay, what's her first name, Christy?
Maria.
Maria, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's ask.
We talk, but it's not, you know, it's not even, it's just finance stuff and just, you know.
She's got issues. You know that, though, that she has an agenda, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What, like what?
One, trying to get herself together, and I also reflect on how she's treated people or how she is around people. She's not very trusting.
No. She's got abandonment issues. I mean, her family.
Yeah.
Kind of left her when she was 14.
What are you picking up, Nina?
What the angels told me, Christy, was it's time that you contact her.
Uh-huh. Okay. We did talk Friday, but it wasn't pleasant. Because I was upset because, you know, she's not really telling me what's going on.
Yeah, she does. Friendship. I think friendship wise you two would be okay. But I don't think she wants a relationship again. I'm sorry. I don't see that. She's dealing with some stuff on her end, but friendship, yeah. I think she hopes the two of you will always be friends, and that will never change. Because, you know, you're like sisters to each other, too. But,
right.
Yeah, she's dealing with some issues in her life right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to decide which direction to go. So she's kind of like in a limbo. I don't want to say confused, but kind of in limbo, which direction is she going to go? So,
is it towards somebody else? Do you see it like another person in her life that she's going towards, like another romantic?
No. I didn't pick that up either. All.
She's trying to get herself together. It's not about romance. Yeah. I think that's probably the last thing on her list right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to get herself together economically and... Does she have a child?
Yeah, she's got two.
Okay, yeah. I see that that's her priorities right now.
Yeah, and one of them's pregnant.
Well, like I said, she's not thinking about romance. She's got other things on her mind that is a little bit more important than a relationship right now.
Right.
So,
is this continuing other than just friends? Because... I mean, 14 years is a long time together.
Yeah, but no
right
one knows
away.
Who holds tomorrow. I understand that, but no one holds tomorrow. So we never know what tomorrow is. We hope, but we don't know for sure what tomorrow holds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like she's keeping you hanging on, or are you just kind of waiting in the wings?
I feel like she's keeping
me hanging
on. Is
that from a conversation that you're gathering from her?
Yeah.
Does she want you to remain, but in the background?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's up to you, Christy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you. If you want to be patient and see it through and see if something will change, then that's up to you. But right now, I can tell you, her mind is not on romance. She is dealing with some issues
mm-hmm.
that's taking precedent right now.
That's why I said friendship, yeah. Anything else, I don't see it. So,
okay.
Like I said, it's up to you. But if I were you, Christy, I would ask her to make a decision than to stay on hold. You know what I mean? Ask her to make a decision.
Yeah.
Is it going to be you and her, or, you know, she's going on with her life, just her and her children or what? But, you know, because I don't want you in the wings waiting when somebody else could be there that you could be with. You know, it could be another lady out there looking for someone like you to have a relationship with.
Yeah, I don't.
And you're holding on. You're settling.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to read that prayer again. You're settling. Don't settle. Don't settle. Make Christy happy. Like I said, friendship. I don't see anything else. So make Christy happy. Get out there and schmooze. Enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. You're a bright, intelligent woman. Come on. You know,
you
don't have to settle.
I know, but I don't, you know, I mean, our society is like such a throwaway society, and I don't want to throw away 14 years because I wanted to play a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
well.
She figures it out.
Well, that's why I said it's
you know,
up
I
to want you,
to know
you're
if
right.
There's something there.
Yeah, we do live in a fast food society, you're right.
Yeah,
everything
I,
is like
I don't
right
like
now,
that.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's up to you. I'll just leave it at that. You decide. I'm not going to tell you there or stay or go. That's up to you.
Right, but what you're saying is you just aren't seeing it right now.
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You're welcome, Christy, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Wishing you the best. Okay, next caller, area code 925. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is your sister from the convent. How are you, Linus?
Oh, hi, Sister Teresa. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right.
I'm doing good. I want to validate, one, that I did get the job you told me I was going to get, so thank you very much.
Yay!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And my question is, I've had something really weird happen to me, and that I've paid attention to, and I don't really know what to make of it. But I'm waking up with bruises on my arms and like the inside of my legs. Really weird.
How bad are the bruises, Teresa?
They're like fingerprints.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When you go to bed at night, do you drink anything to help you to sleep?
Tea.
Okay, yeah, I don't mean like alcohol. That's what I mean, like tea or...
Yeah, I drink
you know, warm
tea.
Milk, something like that, so you'll sleep heavy. You know, you'll sleep good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm usually a light sleeper, but I'm you know, I've been drinking some herbal tea to relax me before I go to sleep. But it's like fingerprints, like where somebody would restrict your arm.
Right.
And then
right.
And in my legs.
I almost want to say your husband, but it's not him.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Quit drinking the herbal tea for a couple of nights and see what the message is.
Okay.
Because that's what they are telling me, is somebody's trying to give you a message and you're not getting it.
But don't
okay.
you find that to be sexual, though, Nina? Because I understand what she's saying. She's seeing fingerprints inside her thighs and her arms like she's being held down, being sexually assaulted or something. But only it's not happening in the physical, so it's happening in the spiritual realm.
I know you need to listen to whatever it is and banish it. So before you go to sleep at night, just make some kind of statement that you do not want this happening again, and that particular spirit is banished from your world.
Okay. Okay.
And I am going to also surround yourself in white light. Please and thank you.
Okay.
And if you can't visualize it on your own, use a candle to visualize with you. And surround yourself in white light all the time, but in particular when you go to sleep at night.
Okay.
Okay?
I have a question for you, Nina. Can a poltergeist come off from a living being? Or does it have to be somebody dead?
I have not found them to come off of living, no.
Only from the dead? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not a, whatever the message is obviously not very pleasant. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to get into in depth about this, but just surround yourself in white light. Try, and like I said, make a statement before you go to sleep each night that you will not be disturbed again, and this being is to be banished from your life completely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I usually call in Archangel Michael before I go to sleep. That's just one of the things that I do. So is that helpful as well?
Obviously not.
Okay. I think I need to go back to the convent.
Yeah, I feel like it's a spirit around you that's doing that. So
yeah.
Nina's and right, you so, need to banish it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, you know, Lennis has spoken many times about placing sea salt around your home. Do that too, and as you're placing it around, especially in front of your front door. And
I did that. Yeah,
okay.
Linus told me to do that, and I did do that. And I noticed, Linus, that after I did that, because I was having nightmares where, you know, I'd wake up screaming. And
yeah.
So after I did that, after I put the salt, after Linus told me to do that, I noticed a big difference. They actually stopped, and then I had one more after that. So I make sure that salt is under my pillow.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well,
and
talk to him. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
Go and get yourself a piece of blue kyanite and keep that on you at all times. That should help with the protection as well, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I will definitely do that.
Okay,
let us know. All right.
I will.
Thanks for calling,
thank you.
Sister Teresa.
Take care. Have a happy Easter, too, you both of you.
Oh, thank you. You the same as well. Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, I got to go down here because this person got kicked down. I don't know why. Area code 559, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marissa.
Hi, Marissa. How are you?
I'm okay. So I have a question here. I'm a house cleaner, and I cleaned this house with some cats in there. There's two big metal cages, and the other day I mopped, and the owner came in and said, you know, did you try to move? There's this other movable, another wire cage, but it's movable. And she goes, did you try to sweep under there? And I said, no, because there's a big scratch on the tile floor. And I was like, no. So we inspected the brooms and the mops and stuff, and there was, you know, no, like, loose screw or anything. So I looked under my shoe, and there was a tap. So I was like, oh, it must, you know, it was me, you know, this, you know, there's a tack here on my shoe. And but the question is the next day when I was putting the solution, I saw the scratches, and they're going underneath the wire cages and against the wall. So I'm like, how could it have been me? And so that's the mystery. I'm wondering, you know, what I feel like it couldn't be me. It's like, so there's a mystery going on. I was wondering if you guys could help me.
Something is in that domain. Something's in that domain. It's not a good spirit. I almost see like the cats are scratching the floor trying to get out of the cage or to get to whatever the spirit is. But it's messing with the cats.
Mm-hmm.
That spirit is, why, I don't know why, but it's not a benevolent spirit. I will tell you that. I'm not getting anything benevolent off the spirit. In fact, it's kind of gross. I'm seeing darkness and like clouds and stuff. But it hides out right under where those cats are placed on the floor, where you say that you see those mm-hmm. scratch marks. Yeah.
Well, it was just
that
one day that it happened, you know, and there was a cat underneath my shoe that same day, like 30 minutes afterwards, did we debunk it? Because I'm like, oh, the tack was under my shoe. But the next day when I went to go, you know, buff it out and stuff, I seen that, it, you know, it goes underneath. There's like 7 scratches, and it goes underneath, you know, the wire or against the wall. So it couldn't be me when I was mopping, because the whole thing was, it was, we thought it was when I finished mopping. And, you know, while mopping, that's how it happened, but it just can't be me.
No, it's not. You know what sea salt is?
Do you think it has? Yes.
Okay. You need to sprinkle a little sea salt back there.
Okay. I've been using a pendulum, just like talking to spirit, but I asked my guardian angels and archangels, you know, to surround me with light when I speak to, you know, my ancestors, like my dad, or I've been doing that for the first time. Do you think that I could have attracted something, a bad spirit?
No.
Okay.
The spirit came in from the people that already reside there, and it is a spirit from the past. But yeah, it's the one that's doing the claws, the scratch marks that you see on the floor, is coming from
this
spirit.
Do you think she knows? Do you think the owner knows? Because I told her, I was like, could you come with me to inspect it? Because I was like, I thought it was me, but you know, check out the lines. They go underneath the wires and the cat tower, and it's really heavy to move. Like I wouldn't, you know, it wasn't me. And she's like, oh, you know, you're over obsessing over it, you know. There's one thing, if I would have blamed you for it, or, you know, I made you pay for it, just let it go. So, I mean, you know, that's what happened today. I had to let it go, but it still bothered me. That's why I'm so glad I, you know, called you guys.
Let me ask you a point-blank question. Do you feel like that house is
sure.
on it?
No, not at all.
Do you feel like there's other spirits there?
No, because she has angels and... You know, I'm very sensitive to energies. You know, I'm a Scorpio, and I'm just very empathic. And, you know, when I went to your house, I felt super at ease because she has angels all over the place. Like she's, you know, and I automatically felt a peace in her house. You know, I never had experienced anything like that. I've been working for her since November, and this is the first time something like that has ever occurred.
Okay.
And it's just
again,
weird because why?
Sprinkle some sea salt back there.
Okay.
There
it's
is a spirit
there.
It's just
weird how
there.
I had that cat. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll pray and carry a cross with me and.
Nina.
I just think there's an easy solution to all of this. All I think it is. Some cat litter got underneath those cages and they were moved, and that's why it scratched. I'm not picking up anything else.
Yeah, no, I mean those marks, they come out. They're not inside the big long one is not inside the two cat cages. It's the outside near the sink, and it's a movable. There's a movable house cage, cat cage, and she thought that I dragged it forward to, you know, clean in the back, and that's how the big line showed up there, and you know that didn't happen. So, it's not that.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Then just let it go.
Okay.
Right. You know, like it's not your fault. The owner's not blaming you. Just let it
right.
go.
Right. That's what you said. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Thank you. You guys too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there as your moderator. The time right now is 3:31 on the West Coast, and it's about 6:31 on the East Coast. All right, next caller is area code 703. Thank you for your patience. Who is this?
Hi, this is Andrea. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Oh, fine. And you, Andrea? Thank you for calling the show.
Great. Listening to the show, it's pretty amazing.
Thank you. What can we answer for you today, young lady?
Well, I'm tried out for a TV show, so I'm wondering how far I can actually go with this show.
You're on the air. I see you in a part. It's not a big part, but it's a part that you are seen on TV. So you're
America's Got Talent. Do you watch that show?
Oh, rarely. But you're in, I'll put it like this. You're like in the final four or the final last five people to go. Yeah. So you're a finalist. I'll just say it like that. You're in the finalists of the top five.
Okay.
That's what I saw.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Right. Yep. You'll
yes, I have all my
five.
Affirmations and signs today, like all the states that I have tried out for, and the next state is in California, and I'm driving around today, and I saw all the license plates of every state that I have been to or supposed to, you know, and the next one, so I'm definitely getting affirmations.
Yes, and I can't see whether or not you're going to be a winner. They're not showing me that, but they're showing me that you are a finalist. So that tells me the top five, you are in there, so you make it in. So once you get to
the
top
five,
put
your best
foot forward.
Do you think this call comes like sometime this week or next week? Any feeling?
That's the second question. Sorry.
2 weeks or less.
Okay.
No. 2 weeks or less, Andrea.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I made a vision board, and I actually put the winner of AGT is me, and I put the golden buzzer. So I definitely... I'm manifesting some good energy out there.
All right. That's what you need to do to make it happen. You believe it, it'll happen.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
Like last year was kind of like iffy. This is my fifth year trying out. So, like, if you say you ask your angels, you will receive that.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, when you have to watch the season and watch me on there. I can't
say
I actually sign music and sign language.
Okay. I'll be watching. Me and Nina are going
great.
To look
thank
for you.
Great, thank you.
All
thank you
right.
so much.
Thank
appreciate
you for
it.
Calling and wishing
okay.
the very best, young lady.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller. You're on the show with Linus and Nina. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Who is
Hi.
This?
My name is Crystal.
Crystal?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. First time calling. Is it possible for you guys to help me with a job? I'm trying to find a job and kind of, you know, situation. So I don't know what I should do right now.
Okay, you're trying to find a job. What field are you interested in so we can focus on that field?
Well, I'm trying to finish up my degree in project management, but I'm not sure if my qualifications that I have now, you know, qualify me to start working in the field as yet. But I'll take anything, you know, for now.
Okay, well, while you're doing your program, have you thought about doing temporary work? Just,
yes,
you know, to get your foot in the door? Have you been doing that?
Yeah.
Because they're showing me temporary. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see you getting on permanently in the fall of September. They're telling me in September
okay.
You'll get on with some company permanently. So
okay.
For right now until September, work as many temporary jobs as you can. They will hire
mm-hmm.
you while you're in school. You know, you've got the latest knowledge and skills in that field, so yeah, you'll get hired. I don't see you having a problem getting a temporary job. But in the meantime, until you finish, start putting your applications out for the permanent, because in September I see you getting hired.
Okay. I've been trying the call centers, you know, the stores, everything, and they're sending me rejections. So, you know, that's my challenge. But we'll do, definitely.
Why are they rejecting you? I'm just curious.
Some are saying,
or what? Huh?
Well, some are saying that my experience doesn't fit that, you know, fit their section, or maybe I'm a little bit, you know, too overqualified, and, you know, that's the rejection I'm getting in the emails.
Okay, well, you got to tell me, you know, when you get these rejections, thank them for at least considering your application, but also tell them, whatever they state, if they say you're too overqualified, well, say that, you know, you're in school and you're trying to do, what you're trying to do is for somebody to give you a chance and let you get your
mm-hmm.
foot in the door. And how are you going to have experience if nobody hires you?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you should tell them, but in a nice way. Don't, you know, like if it's a job you think that you're really qualified for and they tell you, no, you're overqualified or you don't have enough experience. Well, you know, write them back. Let them know they might
right.
consider and go ahead and do hire you. Yeah. But that's what I'm
okay.
saying in a nice way. You know, thank them for the interview, blah, 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 accepting your resume.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're trying to get experience, and it'll be through somebody that hires you, that gives you that opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But temporary came up. So those two things, temporary came up and September permanent job. Nina, did you see anything?
No, just exactly what you saw, Lennis. That's it.
Yeah. All right, Crystal.
All right. Thank
you're
you both. Have a good day.
You're welcome, and we're wishing you the very best, young lady. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Area code 646. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hello. Hi. This is Felicia. How are you today?
Hi, Felicia. Doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing just peachy.
Good.
So I have a quick question. Okay, so currently I'm living with a relative, but I need to find a nice, clean room. I live in New York City, and lately I've been having visions of Craigslist. I'm kind of scared of Craigslist, but should I continue to look on Craigslist for something, for a room?
Mm.
Or should I just continue looking in the newspapers? So.
I would look in the newspaper. I don't know why when you said Craigslist, I got a funny feeling in my stomach. Kind of like
okay.
a, you know, like an eerie feeling.
Yeah.
Weird. That's what I'm going to say. When you said Craigslist, I got a weird feeling in my stomach.
Okay.
The only thing about Craigslist is a woman going to look an apartment, I wouldn't want you to go by yourself.
No.
I'd want
okay,
you to take
so
a guy with you, whether it's a brother, a cousin, a boyfriend, but take a man with you, you know, or another
okay.
girlfriend. I mean, that's fine,
okay.
too. You know, you can take a girlfriend, but just don't go by yourself.
I'm leaving Craigslist alone. Forget it. I'll just go through a realtor I have a hunch. A realtor would be fine, but I think I'll leave Craigslist alone because I, being that you mentioned that you got an eerie feeling in your stomach,
yeah,
I'm getting chills, yeah. Okay? So I'm leaving that alone altogether.
Yeah. No. Real estate,
okay.
I feel good. Newspaper,
okay.
I feel good.
Okay.
No problem.
Right.
I'm not feeling anything ugly. So those two, real
okay.
estate, well, you know, real estate kind of guaranteed. But the newspaper, you never know. You know, you might find
okay.
something in the newspaper you don't have to use a real estate agent for. So, yeah.
Okay. Have
You're
you
on the move, girl.
Okay.
Also,
yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. One more thing. Check the community boards in your area. Sometimes they will post rooms there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's true.
Okay,
and
definitely.
And also your local church. They might help.
Yep, I was just, wow, get out of my head.
Okay.
I was just getting ready to say that, to check the churches too, because sometimes those mothers in the church or them older sisters, they'll, you know, kids are grown, ain't nobody home but them. They got 3 or 4-bedroom house, they'll rent a room to you. You know, be
okay.
glad for the company, matter of fact, because they're elderly, but. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you
so
know,
sorry.
People do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you, have you ever heard of a website called Roomster?
No.
No.
Okay, I'll leave it alone then. Okay. So I'll just
no.
kind of stick to what I know. Okay. So I'll leave
And don't
Roomster
forget there's apartments.
The
now, I'll tell you this, Felicia, now don't forget about apartments.com.
Okay.
They're really good. In fact, that's how I ended up where I am now, because I went through apartments.com. So they're
okay.
pretty reliable. I mean, the ones that they list on there, they got to have something, substance going on. You know what I mean? Like security, parking, or and it's been validated through apartments.com because they don't list creepy stuff. At least I didn't see it at the time last year when I moved.
Okay.
So just to let you know, apartments.com. You know, it's the one with that actor. He used to advertise that a lot, yeah, for a couple of years. I can't think of his name, but he was in Jurassic Park. I don't know. Maybe somebody listening can
okay.
think of his name, but yeah. But apartments.com is safe. Yeah, I know that is.
Okay, I will definitely start tonight. I'll start looking again tonight.
Okay.
All right, ladies. All right. I'll talk to you in a few weeks. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye bye. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Area code 212. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
All right. I'm going through a rough time in my life. I know I have to concentrate on, like, a lot of hard things, like, and non-fun things, like getting a job and I have to file for bankruptcy and stuff, but I was wondering what good things you see happening in the near future. Anything, any kind of topic that way to help me get
Okay, you
things.
Said your name is Chris. Is that correct?
Yes.
Chris. Okay. So you want me to look at your economical future?
Anything positive you can see. My economical future is not very good right now. I have to file for bankruptcy, so.
Okay. Nina, I'm going to give this one to you. You're pretty good about this.
I am seeing new life, so there's a baby coming in the family somewhere.
Man, my family doesn't really keep in touch when I
okay.
call them. They don't call back.
You know what?
So.
Family isn't always blood. You know that, right?
What?
Family isn't always blood relatives. So it could be part of your extended family, a close friend or one of their daughters or something. But, yeah, I see baby coming. And that's going to, whenever this baby comes, it's going to make you happy. Are you moving?
Well, I was hoping to in about 2 years, but not before that. It's not possible before that.
Okay. Because I saw you moving to a new place, and that was making you happy, too.
Yeah, that would make me happy. Unfortunately, that's not going to be for a while.
Never say never. It can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could.
And you know what?
Right.
Us have all gone through tough economical times. We get through it. One way or the other, we get through it. And you, too, will get through it.
Okay.
Sorry. My puppy.
That's okay.
She was going to cry for some strange reason. But anyway, yeah. Lennis, are you seeing anything else?
No. I didn't. Because I know she's looking for positive, and what they were showing me, I don't want to say so.
Okay.
That's good, what you can see coming up for her. I like that.
Yeah, no, that's all I'm picking up right now, honey. But keep your head up and look for the positive in your life. It's there. You just have to look for it.
Okay. Thank you.
You got children. That's a positive, right?
Oh, no, I don't have any children, and none of my friends are having children. I only have two friends.
Oh, it's just you. Okay. Well, we're going to be praying for you that
okay.
light comes very quickly for you. Okay. And if no one's told
yeah.
you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling. Oh, bless her heart. Okay. Area code 111. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Guess they didn't want to talk. Well, go to the next one. Area code 708. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm exhausted, a little frustrated. So if you can see anything, let me know.
Oh, drum roll. Miss Tiffany is also our ninth caller.
Oh, she is. Oh, lot. Yay. Congratulations to Tiffany. She's our ninth caller. Yay.
Ooh, ooh.
All right.
Thank you.
We can call you at home. Oh, but no, we'll check. We'll check, though. I'm being funny, which we will, but yeah.
Okay.
Now, what was your question?
I said I'm exhausted. I'm frustrated. I'm surrounded by non-helpful people, people who are greedy, who don't want to do for you but always want you to do for them. I'm just tired.
Kick them to the curb, Tiff.
Some of them I have that option to, and some I do not.
Well, the ones that you have the option to do it, please do. I understand. That you can't do, but the ones that you can, please do that, because that will take off some of the burden of exhaustion. Because let's face it, negative people pull you down and take away some of the brilliance that you are. So definitely get rid of them.
The two main people are my assistant and my son. And those are two people I have no control over getting rid of, at least not right away.
They're the only ones that are bringing you down right now, or have you got others?
I think I'm better able to deal with, you know, things in general. But with these two, it's kind of like I can't deal. Because I'm always around it, and I always have to deal with it. I don't have the option of not speaking to the person who lives here or not interacting with the little childlike assistant that I work with every single day.
But, Tiffany, you do have that option of not speaking to the person you're living with, especially if all that's coming out of their mouth is stuff that's bringing you down. Walk away from it. I know it's going to be hard, especially with it being a family member, but do it anyways, because, man, you can't afford to get sick and be brought down like that. It's not fair to you.
But it's like in my nature that if someone needs something, I'm nice to them and I provide for them. And I don't think that they intentionally mean to be burdened, but they are. and debating with burdens just kind of brings more stress on me because no one's going to admit, yeah, you're right, I'm a jerk.
Sometimes they will. Bring it up. Whatever they're saying and or doing, bring it up and say, listen, this is how I feel about this situation, and see if anything improves. If not, well, and Tiff, I'm only saying it because I'm exactly the same way as you are. But I have learned to say no, and I've learned to back away from stuff like that because it eventually did make me physically ill. So now I've had to make that choice, my health or theirs.
I don't know. I kind of feel like at this point there should be someone in my life that if I do for everyone, there should be like one person I can lean on when I'm exhausted or one person who always goes out of their way to do for me. People kind of take advantage of me. They know that no matter what, I'll support them or give them what they need when they need the most. But for some reason, when I'm in need, I'm like an afterthought. People think of themselves before they think of me. And then they expect me to think of them before I think of myself.
Well, then maybe you're going to have to stop doing it. Just stop.
It's hard when it's second nature, but I suppose.
I know it is. Hey, I've been there, done that. And I know it's hard. But it comes to a point if the thing they are asking me to do, is it going to help me or upset me? That is the question I ask for every situation now. If it's going to help me or make me happy or whatever the case may be, but bring some positive into my life, then I will darn well do it. But if I find
for people, sorry.
I find that if I'm doing something and I'm not happy about it, then there's no point in doing it because all it's going to do is upset me later.
I never mind doing for people. I never mind being nice to people, but it's kind of nice when, you know, to know that somebody's going to do something nice for you when you need it the most, and I don't have that. So it's not that I mind helping people out. I don't know. You know you shouldn't put expectations on people, but I expect them to do the same for me when I can't do for myself, and they don't.
Well, I don't expect anything from anybody.
No.
So that way they actually do something for me, then it's a blessing. So you got to go into it with the expectation that you're not going to receive in return. If you want to continue to help them, that's what you're going to have to do. So, yeah, don't expect anything at all, ever, from anyone. Then that way, when you do get that blessing, it feels wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Tiffany, I told my kids, a year before I retired, the bank of mom is closed until further notice.
But
and it's been
it
closed.
Default? If you go out and you see something that you know your daughter might need, then you get it for her based off of, I want her to have it. She needs this.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm. Because when do you get to the point you stop enabling people and start loving yourself? Because that's what we're doing. It's not really enabling. We're disabling them, actually, to be honest. We're disabling them to take responsibility for their own actions. But they do so no better than, like, hey, you cut off now.
Selves, too, because if you help or extend yourself in helping others, that's exactly what you have done. You've overextended yourself and disabled yourself to be able to do the things that you want to do.
Okay.
But sometimes you have to think of yourself first.
Mm.
First,
please.
Yourself. Because if you're not happy, nobody else is going to be happy either. So first yourself, then everybody else.
Okay.
I know
take
it's hard.
From the old
Yeah, take it from the old ladies. I know it's hard. Been there years. It took me. And I finally woke up one day, and I've been awake ever since.
Yeah, me too. There's only so much you can do before you get to that breaking point. And don't get me wrong, Tiffany. I volunteer at charity events all the time. I help those that I think deserve it. I am constantly doing something for someone or for the community. I have not stopped giving, but it's now my choice. I choose where my giving is going to.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you, ladies.
Okay,
yeah.
I wrote the number you called in on, Tiff.
Okie dokie.
Okay. We'll be getting back to you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're most welcome, young lady. Thanks for calling. There's Tiffany. Okay. Well, I'm going to try this one more time, Nina, see if they'll, excuse me, if they'll answer or not. The 111?
Yeah.
Okay, 111 caller, we're back. Are you on the air? Are you on the line now? 111? I guess
it's a block caller. If you just
want to listen blocked,
up. But it's too bad that you have decided not to talk to us, because if you would have talked to us the first time around, you would have been the ninth caller.
They sure would have. Yep, because I saw that and they didn't answer. I was like, okay, next person. And Tiffany got it.
Yep.
We want you to listen to the show, but also listen to the area codes when we call them out, because it might be you.
And all is quiet in the chat room.
Okay, well, let's close her out. I'm hungry.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Same channel. Call in next week or join me in the chat room. We're hungry. We're ready to wrap her up, since how there's nobody else in the queue. So, yeah, see you next week, everyone.
Okay, and thank you for joining the show around the world or in the chat room or on the phone. You know, if no one's told you they love you today, me and Nina do. Now, remember, the full moon is the 10th, new moon is the 26th, Mercury retrograde, April 9th to May 3rd, and Easter is April 16th, and we will be off on Easter Sunday enjoying with our families. Okay, so you've got it. All right, see you. Good night. Love you, Nina.
Love you too, Lana.